0-2. Swing and a miss. Kemp goes down on a breaking ball, and that is the ball game. The Texas Rangers sweep the three-game series from the Astros, who have now lost four in a row. Final this afternoon, Rangers 9, Astros 2.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And had a really good end to the road trip, taking 2 out of 3 in Chicago. Certainly not the way you wanted to start off the homestand with that weekend series against the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, they've handled us. They handled us at their park and handled us at our park. So we've got to make adjustments the next time we see them. But we've got to forget about that series and get to a new series against another good team. In the Baltimore Orioles, you know, obviously it's a couple of tough losses early in the last series. You know, they put up a big number against us on Sunday, but we've got to play better baseball in all facets. To when you play against these good teams, if you have any sort of slip up, they seem to take advantage of it.
When you look at Dallas Keuchel's outings, and I mean the ERA is what it is, but it seems like in each of those outings, you can pick out one inning that was a big inning for the opposition. We saw that with the third inning in Sunday's game. And obviously, it makes the numbers look ugly. And I guess it's somewhat encouraging knowing that it's just that one inning in each start, but it's also frustrating, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's uncharacteristic for Dallas to spiral out of control a little bit and allow the big number, especially after a few mishaps here. He hits a guy in the foot, then there's a single, then there's a double. Usually he can squash it after that. For this year, he's been had a hard time kind of rebounding from a little bit of misfortune, and we'll get him back on track. He's going to have an extra day this week. He'll throw a nice heavy bullpen. He's showing flashes of what he can do, and hopefully that comes all together here next week in Anaheim.
Evan Gattis has continued to swing the bat well since returning from his stint in Corpus Christi, relearning how to catch, and two hits in the game on Sunday. And obviously it's always kind of a balance when you have a catcher who can hit, because, you know, do you DH him? And you've been doing that with Gattis. There's always the concern of whether you lose at DH if something happens to Castro.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we've got to beat the starter, and a lot of that comes out of the first at-bats in the first six innings. And so, having Gattis' bat in there is always going to be something I'm going to consider. And he's going to catch tomorrow night, so he'll be back in the flow behind the plate. But I like the production that he's given, and we've all seen it. He was our leader in home runs last year, RBIs, and he's a productive bat when he stays inside the strike zone. So the days he doesn't catch, I'm more times than not going to tend to DH him.
Changed the top two spots, flip-flopping Springer and Altuve, with Springer leading off, Altuve batting second. What led to that change?
Really trying to get a guy on base in front of Altuve. Kemp at the bottom of the order is going to help. Springer at the top is going to help. You know, when Springer's a good hitter and getting on base, our offense usually churns a little bit. And I'd like to have a few more opportunities with some speed on the base in front of Altuve. Needless to say, we've also had our fair share of struggles producing runs. So it's probably time to tinker with the lineup a little bit. The players are on board with it. Jose and George are both excited to flip-flop. It's one spot, but it feels like the biggest move in the world. But we'll see how it works out.
Doug Fister pitching very, very well. And you know, Fister had the rough year with the Nationals last year, had been a very good major league pitcher before that with Washington and Detroit. When Fister's going well, what are you seeing from him?
I'm seeing strike one, and then I'm seeing him be the aggressor and be able to disrupt timing and dictate contact. So I love the breaking ball that he has right now. His changeup's okay. His fastball plays to both sides of the plate. He's usually an aggressor. He's a put-and-play type pitcher where the defense has to be on his toes. But the swing and miss breaking ball has been something that I've been very impressed with, and we'd like to see more of.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
On this day in 1997, Darrell Kyle pitched shutout ball for 7 innings against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. The Rockies were impressed. Jeff Bagwell, Craig Biggio, and Luis Gonzalez drove in 2 runs apiece to provide most of the offense. Kyle led the Astros with 19 wins that year, and the Astros won the NL Central. DK signed as a free agent with Colorado, but he struggled for 2 years with the Rockies, going 21-30. The Rockies traded him to the Cardinals in 2000, and he resumed his excellent work before dying of a heart attack in his hotel room in 2002. Bagwell and Biggio were so shook up they couldn't play that night. If you look at the left field wall at Minute Maid, you can still see the initials DK that were put there to honor him.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
And welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. My special guest today is Scott Feldman. I'm Steve Sparks. And Scott, I want to talk to you about an anniversary. So I want to say happy anniversary. Third year anniversary. It one of the biggest moments of your entire life. Congratulations.
What are we talking about here? I don't even know.
Let me give you a little hint.
So Feldman steps to the plate, 6'7", right-handed pitcher, bats from the left side, facing Bronson Arroyo. Here's a high leg kick and the pitch. Swing and a drive deep to right field. That's Feldman's first homer of his major league career. Listen to that crowd.
Do you remember that? That was, by the way, Pat Hughes of the Chicago Cubs broadcast.
Yeah, that was a good impression, too. Yeah, it was definitely something that I had a hard time getting around the bases without smiling.
Really?
Yeah. The guys in the dugout were all screaming at me and yelling. And it was pretty fun.
In Baseball Reference, it lists that drive as a deep fly to right field. Now, how far back did it go?
I mean, it went all the way over the fence. It was super deep. It was a fence scraper in Cincinnati, so I don't know if that could be qualified as too much of a deep drive, but hey, I'll take it.
Okay, you're born in 1983. I got a trivia question for you. Billboard Song of the Year 1983, was it A, Dexy's Midnight Runners with Come On Eileen? Was it B, Culture Club, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? C, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson? Or D, The Police, Every Breath You Take?
I'm going to go with D, but I have no idea.
That's right. It's
The
Police.
Yeah.
Okay. So just so nobody else can see, show me on your hands how many run-ins you've had with the police.
Oh, man. I had one pretty much every day. I felt like my dad was in the FBI. So it was like every day was like getting arraigned by the police. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So you graduated high school 2001. What was the movie when you were skipping classes in college? What was the comedy movie of the year that year? Can you remember that?
I think it was probably Old School. Yeah.
Old School. Old School. So you were watching the VH tapes of Old School and not going to class. Is that right?
Well, I think we actually had DVDs, I hope. Okay. I think the VHS was more in my middle school days. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Old School, who's the most Old School manager you've ever had in the major leagues?
Buck Showalter, for sure.
That'd be Buck, right?
Yeah.
So he's a manager here in town right now with the Baltimore Orioles. Trivia question. What is his real name?
Oh, I know this. If I had more time, I could come up with it, but now.
Here it is. It's William Nathaniel Showalter III.
Yeah, I know, because his son's name is Nate, so I knew there was some kind of way of passing that name down. But yeah. I played for him twice and really enjoyed being around him. He's a good guy.
Yeah. What's so old school about him? Just likes attention to detail, just the little things, right?
Yeah, I think that. And, you know, he's not afraid to jump in an umpire's face and let him know how he feels. And, yeah, I just really like the culture that he puts out there for the teams that I've played for that he's managed.
Last thing with Scott Feldman. Scott, velocity's clicking up. And a lot of times people say a guy goes to the bullpen, he can air it out. But you feel like some mechanical adjustments right now feel like your velocity's spiking a little bit right now. You throw 95 miles per hour out of the bullpen. It feels pretty good, doesn't it?
I don't know what's going on out there.
It's a new toy, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm basically just you know, I got the sleeve length on my jersey hemmed about an inch, and I think it's a little more aerodynamic right now.
Very
so
nice.
That might be it. But I've been working with Strami on a bunch of things over the last, you know, few weeks, and it's starting to click a little better for me.
There you go. That's Scott Feldman. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, baby.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
Visit astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at astros.com/radio.